cook a lot for you?
Not a whole lot, but she did cook.
Chris Reed is mixing up a crock pot full of bright colored noodles and meatballs, food she helped her foreign exchange daughter from Tokyo cook for tonight's farewell ceremony.
Can you tell me what you're stirring up here?
Kyrie made, I gotta think about this, it was supposed to be teriyaki pork meatball spaghetti. So it's a recipe her mom does at home. She loves it. She's had it since she's a little kid.
Reed's from Sherman. For the past 9 months, she's hosted Kyrie Kosaka, a 16-year-old who came to the States to better her understanding of the English language and American culture. This is the second year in a row Reed has hosted an exchange student. Last year's was from Sweden. For Reed, it was a combination of a desire to make the world a better place and a personal tragedy that led to her decision to be a part of the foreign exchange program.
My husband died in 2010, and I'm a young widow. You know, when you have something like that happen, you've been married for 27 years, it's a situation where you can either look outward or look inward. And I think inward makes you very sad, you get very depressed and very lonely. And I started thinking, what could I do that would, you know, create a situation maybe to help somebody else? Because a lot of times helping somebody else helps yourself.
Reed also has a daughter she adopted from an Indian orphanage, who's now 26. Kyrie became a part of her wedding. Kyrie says her favorite American memory will be the wedding day.
I was bridesmaid, and it was my first time to be in a wedding. I was so thankful and grateful for my host sister to let me be part of it. My host sister was the most beautiful bride in the world.
Kyrie says she was expecting America to be more different than her home in Japan, but she found there to be similarities. She says in her classes at Williamsville High School, students work hard. One difference, though, she says people are more welcoming in the U.S.
People are so friendly to strangers. Like, hallway, like something is stuck in my locker and I can't open it. But, like, there's always someone who help me, like, let me help you and open it for me. And they don't know me, and I don't know them, but there's someone who came up and helped me.
Kyrie says she's now considering coming back to the U.S. to attend college. Reed says if she does, Kyrie will have a place to stay in her home. Back at the buffet line of food from all over the world, David Worth, who is with the foreign exchange program called IUSA, which stands for Academic Year in the USA, is explaining what food's on the menu.
Oh, this is currywurst, German. It's very traditional, and it has sauces, several kinds of sauces to go with that. This is an Alpine macaroni and applesauce. Well, the applesauce is what you add for a little flavor. Looks really good.
Patty Good is also on hand with the IUSA organization. She's the regional director and oversees exchange students in central Illinois. Good became involved with the organization years ago when she hosted her first exchange student. Since then, she's hosted about 20 more with her husband. This year, she hosted two students, one from Thailand and one from Taiwan. Good says there are several other exchange programs in Illinois, all of which have to go through the U.S. Department of State. Good helps students become integrated with the local schools. She says many are happy to bring in the international students.
The schools that I work with, they have all been very welcoming to my students, and they're somehow treat it like rock stars, especially at the smaller schools at Pleasant Plains High School.
But there can be challenges, like deciding which grades students should be placed in. Many host parents push to have their exchange students enroll as juniors or seniors so they can take part in events like prom, even if the students are not yet the regular age for those classes. Good says for her, the exchange program has become a personal mission. She's especially interested in sharing with students a genuine glimpse of what American culture can be, not including McDonald's meals and watching television on the couch. Good says it doesn't take a ton of money or a special skill set to become a host parent or family.
Anyone can become a host family, single parents, people who are empty nesters, people with young children. So anyone can do it. Anyone who enjoys teenagers can do it.
Good says she's enjoyed learning from the students as well and having them share their culture with her family. The host families don't get paid, but the exchange students are given allowance from their families back home and are expected to pay for school registration and other costs. And if the students and families here today are any indication, the experience is priceless. I'm Rachel Otwell.